Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the line with us now, Tim Rebo, the head football coach at Nicholls State University. This segment is brought to you weekly by the sports medicine team of Thibodaux Regional Medical Center, Rouse's Markets, and also First American Bank. Timmy, congratulations. And now all the chips are in the middle of the table. Who would have thought a year ago, you guys in Southeastern and the way that game turned out, man, I know Coach Selfo wasn't happy about how his team played. And now it's sort of everything in the middle of the table for at least a portion of the Southland Conference title.
And then the playoff picture.
Yep.
Yeah, and I kind of felt like it's been the playoffs the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
You know, you got to get on that run just to stay in it. But, look, I was happy for our guys. It was a big win for us on Saturday. And you're going to notice, Mike, there's a good friend of ours, Pete Jenkins, who always tells us that people remember the teams of late October and November.
Yep.
And so for us to be able to be playing for something significant this time of year is really special for our team.
Now, Coach Rebo, a two-part question. When you look at this class, you got to take a lot of pride in this, considering when you come on board that the senior class has been one of the most successful in school history, setting a record for total wins of 29. And then you look at those players maturing, and you witness a game, a rivalry-type game against McNeese, and probably the best first half of the year. I just want you to elaborate on that, considering the players involved and how you set the tone the first half against the McNeese State Cowboys.
Yeah, a very special class, Bobby. You know, those guys came in here with not a lot of we didn't have a lot of wins to talk about or something. We were just trying to build it, and those guys believed in it and came in. And the Sullys and the Chases and Dontrell Taylors and the Pittmans, those guys came in here and really went to work and laid the groundwork for the most wins in school history by a senior class. And you know, to play a game against your rival, McNeese, and to beat them like we did, and to think about it, too, they always said it's not much of a rival if it's one-sided. And before we got here, it kind of been one-sided where McNeese has had our number quite a few years. So to do what we did in our home turf, and well, we played good, Bobby. I tell you, we had over 400 yards of offense in the first half, and the defense just allowed them 36 yards. I don't know if you can get much better than that.
Yeah, I mean, that's total domination. And then you look at Chase Forcade always bringing it, 21 of 36, 374 yards and three touchdowns, breaking his own record, I want to say, back in 2017, 358 yards. And, boy, but what about you look at his weapons? I'm looking at the DeJon Dixon, if I'm pronouncing that right.
Yep.
That all of a sudden.
He was back.
A career high receiving 185 yards and seven catches. Well, I know you welcome that scenario.
Yeah, well, you know, he'd been out for about 5 or 6 weeks. He had a broken collarbone. So it was his first game back. It was a last-minute decision. He got cleared to play. And he had been a big weapon before he had gotten hurt. So to get him back to go along with Deion Ray, Chase was just ecstatic to have those big weapons out there to throw to.
Coach, during one of the sacks, I normally don't get into it. But, man, I gave a big shout to Sully. The official that was next to me and your brother, you know, we're trying to help you out, Coach. Best we can. He turned to me and said, is that guy related to you? I told him, I said, sort of. It's a long explanation with Sully. But like Chase, man, they have put their footprint on this program in being able to be such different makers. And again, we saw the dominance of Sully Lesh inside for you. Every week, it's just amazing how teams are trying to scheme up to block him, and yet in this game he gets two sacks.
Yeah, and I got to give, again, credit to our D-line coach, Marcel Andre, and our coordinator, Tommy Rybecki. They're moving him around and putting him in some places,
yep.
You know, where they can't just say, hey, they know where he's going to be every snap. So he does a good job of that. And, boy, Sully makes the most of it. And, Mike, you know what's amazing is Sully didn't practice last week. We had about four or five guys out with the flu. But I tell you, there was nothing going to keep him off the field playing that day. And just to get after the quarterback like he did was really special.
Now, Coach Rebo, have you ever been involved in a game? You probably have, but I'm just going to ask you. Then I'm looking at McNeese ran only six plays in the first quarter to Nichols is 28, didn't get a first down until less than 4 minutes remaining in the half. And they had 34 yards in the first half. I mean, have you witnessed that kind of domination? No, I know we elaborated on the first half. I mean, it was like almost like, whoa, we hit the lottery. But have you ever been involved in that type of game like that?
And I don't think I have, really. It was really special. And a lot of times it doesn't seem like it. You know, you get so caught up in that first quarter. And then in that first half, man, a lot of things happening. And I'm just worrying about, not turning the ball over.
Right.
You know, and then going to the next series. So it was special.
Coach, one of the things, sort of, I'll bring up the negative side of it. Rusty and I got a good view of the kickoff return for a touchdown and on that spot. And that's something that, for whatever reason, you've had some breakdowns on the special teams part of the game. But that big run back when you had all the momentum going for you.
Yeah, 95 yards.
And then to have that kickoff return. Man, that's the one thing that drives coaches crazy. And I know you had a little conversation with the referee about a possible block in the back, but in that sort of thing, you know, that could be a momentum changer in a real close football game.
Well, it was. It was 10-0. I felt like we were dominating and controlling the game. Next thing you know, it's 10-7, and you're going, oh, here we go. It's a whole combination, Mike. We got to try to fix. We didn't get a great kick where we wanted. It was a low line drive. So our coverage team really can't get down the field, and we did miss a couple of tackles also, but there's no excuse for that. But those things are game changers, and you got to be careful because when you get into a close one, that could be the difference. You're right.
Bobby?
Now, Coach Rebo, you look at the history in Southeast Louisiana and Nichols State. I mean, bottom line is, I don't know if they've ever had a bigger game. You know, you play for the River Bell and that classic and all that, but winner take all as far as the Southland Conference Championship is going to come here Thursday night. He's going to be here before you know it, considering, Central Arkansas is there, but both Southeastern and Nichols has beaten Central Arkansas. So this is really, like you said, a playoff game, and I don't know if there's ever been more on the line considering the rivalry between Nichols State and Southeastern.
I don't think there has. I'm going to have to go back and look. I know this. We looked at the series, and the series is tied 14-14. We've been going back and forth. We had a big win last year. It's going to be special. And I think Self O&M have done a fantastic job getting his team to where we are right now, to 6-2 in the conference and playing for the championship. So, you know, it's a short week for both of us. We had a good practice today. It's a little different. We had to practice on a Monday, but it's a little bit easier. They had a little more pep in their step coming off the last weekend's game. So our guys will be ready for it on Thursday.
Coach, I'll tell you a real quick story. Coach Lofton, I'm talking to him last summer, and he was like, man, when I was at Southeastern, man, we played Northwestern State. And, man, we all geared up, man, for Hebert and their passing attack. And he said, you know what happens? That damn Hebert beats us running the ball.
Yes.
And he said, put it to you this way, I wasn't the only one. He did it to Nichols, too.
Yeah.
Running the football.
I actually had, Coach Rebo, I can't run like Chase or his uncle, but I had three games rushing over 100 yards because I could fling it. But you run the option and it was like, okay, do you let Bobby Hebert running or do you let Joe Delaney, who was rookie of the year with the Kansas City Chiefs? So all I would do was fake the pitch to Delaney and just keep it, and I couldn't help but gain yardage.
Man, Lawson West, man, of all people to beat us running, they said, listen, I can accept him beating us passing, but I can't accept him beating us running. It was a great – you'd have to hear Coach Lofton tell the story. I mean, he's really good at it.
But, Bobby, we always talk about who do you want to carry the ball? We would have three guys on Delaney and let you carry it. You're right.
Right. No, without a doubt. And that's why I think by accident I got three games over 100 yards in college.
Coach, thanks so much. We appreciate your time. Best of luck this coming Thursday night. Man, a huge game. But your guys have walked that football aisle before in big games. So I know you're playing in Hammond, but I think that's an advantage. Your football team has played in these huge games before.
Yeah, and I think, you know, a Thursday night game is going to be a great atmosphere, great crowd. I know how people are going to travel from here. We did that 2 years ago. We're going to have a lot of red in the stands over there. I hope we can draw off of some of the past experiences that our guys have been through playing in these big games, and hopefully that can give us an advantage.
Well, Coach, I'll be there Thursday night. Best of luck to you.
All right. Thank you, fellas. I'll see you soon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.